It a boil. She was dismissing him, and he couldn't stand it. I'm not a piece of shit for you to flush and walk away.
Delphine caught his face in her hands.
Jericho, relax. I haven't accused you of anything.
You don't have to. Your eyes do it for you.
He tried to pull away, but she held him in place.
Those eyes tore at him and weakened him as she gave him a gentle look.
Don't put your insecurities on me. I won't take that from you. I don't condemn you for what you've done. A single beating for disobeying orders doesn't equate to the betrayal you had, and I know that. While I was hurt, I wasn't thrown out, powerless to survive on my own.
No, she hadn't been.
And the fact that she understood the difference weakened him even more.
Then she did something no one had done in centuries. She hugged him.
Jericho wanted to curse and shove her away,
but the softness of her body against his, the sensation of her arms around him, he couldn't move.
Deep inside, in the darkest place of his soul that he'd always denied, he craved this so desperately that all he could do was savor it. Her blonde hair was so soft on his face. Her breath tickled his neck. Before he could stop himself, he cradled her head in his hand and imagined himself inside her. Imagined what it would be like to have her loyal to him and to know he could depend on her to stand by his side no matter what.
What would that feel like?
Wanting to be closer to her, he dipped his head down and captured her lips. Delphine was unprepared for the ferocity of his kiss, yet for all the passion he was still gentle as he tasted her. Her entire body exploded with heat and need. The hardness of him, the sensation of his hand in her hair, it was a heady mixture. No wonder the Skotai turned into incubi and succubi. If a kiss held this much pleasure, the other would have to be blinding.
His teeth nipped at her lips as his breathing intensified.
Growling deep in his throat, he ravaged her mouth. Delphine melted into him, reveling in the sinews of his body, the power of his desire. He took her hands in his and slowly led it to the bulge in his pants. Jericho trembled as she cupped him through his jeans. It had been so long since a woman had touched him like this. For centuries he had craved the ability to stay hard whenever a woman neared him. Until now that had only been a dream, and he was desperate to be touched. Needing release, he unzipped his pants and freed himself. Her touch faltered.
Please,
he whispered, pressing her hand against his cock.
Please don't pull away.
Delphine was afraid. What did he want from her? She wasn't ready to have sex with him. They barely knew each other. But he didn't seem to be pawing at her for that. He wasn't encroaching on her body. Rather, he used her hand to stroke his.
This is all I want from you,
he whispered, his tone deep and heartfelt. Nodding, she looked down at their entwined hands. This was a man who had known nothing but suffering, and this gave him pleasure. How could she deprive him of something that wasn't hurting her?
For some reason she couldn't name, she couldn't bring herself to hurt him. He buried his face in her neck as he thrust himself against her hand. His breathing was so ragged that it worried her.
Was he okay?
Jericho?
The moment she said his name, he let out a fierce primal growl as he released himself in her hand. His entire body shuddered violently. When he pulled back and met her gaze,
His eye was a vibrant shade of blue as his wings shot out from his back and unfurled. They were black and huge as they fluttered softly, fanning her slightly. Panting, he held her gaze with his. His cheeks were flushed bright red. He braced one arm on the wall behind her and leaned against it as he tried to calm his breathing.
"Are you all right?"
He answered her with a kiss so tender she shivered. His lips were a mere whisper against hers. He wrapped his arms around her and held her like a lover, like she was precious. No one had ever held her like this, and something inside her sparked from it. It felt so good to be held, to feel like she was part of him somehow, that they were something more than strangers, something more than enemies. He trailed his kisses down from her lips to her neck. Then he looked down at her wet hand.
"I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a mess."
He manifested a small towel to clean her. Delphine wasn't exactly sure what had happened, but there was a profound change in him now. He seemed calmer, kinder. Did sex do that to everyone? As soon as her hand was clean, he lifted it to his lips and placed the sweetest of kisses on her knuckles. The way he looked at her made her tremble. She lifted her hand from his lips to touch the patch over his eye.
"May I?"